Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Welcome to Reconquest and the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. My email address is bam@Catholicism.org. I can also be found easily on Twitter @Brother_Andre. And if you go to Facebook and you want to find me, just look up Brother Andre Marie and you will find me. This evening's show is number 96, and I'm calling it Amazing Grace. Yes, that is the name of a Protestant hymn, but we will not be talking about that Protestant hymn. We'll be talking about the Catholic doctrine of grace. So this is episode, again, number 96, Amazing Grace. And once again, I do not have a guest. I'm on a very long no-guest streak here, which I expect to break very soon with a rash of really good guests. So what I want to talk about tonight is a topic that is entirely too overlooked, ignored, neglected, not known, etc., in the church. And that includes by many Catholics who would otherwise consider themselves informed about their faith and so forth. One of my contentions is that Catholics, especially of a traditional or conservative bent, tend to be too focused on current events in the church and not sufficiently aware of or focused on the enduring things, the things that are of the most consequence, the things that at the end of the day are the absolute most important things. And I mean, at the end of the day, you're not going to be judged based upon how well you knew about the latest misdeeds of Father so-and-so, Bishop so-and-so, Cardinal so-and-so, or even Pope so-and-so. You're not going to be judged on those things. Yes, it's good sometimes to have an opinion. It's good to have an informed opinion, especially, and it is all, of course, good to know any errors that are being dispensed or disseminated through these offices in the church to avoid. All of this is necessary and good, but you can't do that. You can't know what errors to avoid unless you first know the truth to affirm. And this is one of my, you might call it an idée fixe or a leitmotif in the work that I try to do, is to reiterate the fact that the Catholic faith is not like Protestantism. Protestantism is, in a sense, a protest against something else. Catholicism isn't that. Catholicism is first and foremost an affirmation of truth, beauty, and goodness. And only secondarily, only by way of reaction to contrary errors, is it a negation. But we have to first start with and be grounded in our affirmations. And there's nothing that I can think of this applying more to than the Catholic doctrine on grace, without which you can't be saved. Without grace, that is, you can't be saved. I'm not saying you have to be a theologian who knows the doctrine of grace in and out to be saved, but if you are at all an educated Catholic, You need to know something about that doctrine. Of course, nobody can be saved without supernatural grace. So it's something that we ought to be learning about and growing in. So why don't we start with the concept of sanctifying grace? What I want to talk about is, I want to talk about sanctifying grace. I want to talk about the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And I want to talk about the actual grace. And then from there, we'll talk about probably the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the fruits of the Holy Ghost, and the Beatitudes. But let's start with sanctifying grace. First of all, what is sanctifying grace? Sanctifying grace is a created quality of the human soul which elevates it above its natural powers and puts it in a new state of being, that is to say, a supernatural state, where we are divinely adopted as children of God. Sanctifying grace is a supernatural quality of soul that puts us in a supernatural state of being.